This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stallings, you on the hot seat?
I think coaches in general live on the hot seat. I've never spent a lot of time worrying about that. And I try to do the best I can for my players every day. And I said when I took this job that it would be about the players, and that's who it's about. I'll work tonight and figure out, try to way to help them be better for Saturday.
Okay, the reason we ask, 63-57, Pitt loses. One of the big numbers here is 24-20, 2-4-2-0. That's how many people were reported to be inside the Peterson Event Center last night. Pitt now is 8-21, 0-16 in the ACC. That is not good. They're winless. It doesn't look good pushing forward into the last two games. Number one, Virginia comes to town on Saturday, and then Pitt ends the season mercifully for a lot of people at Notre Dame on Wednesday evening. One of the people not in attendance was Athletic Director Heather Lyke. She hasn't been in attendance for many of the final games, many of the last few games for Pitt men's basketball. That seems to be quizzical to me. She needs to, I think, be out there publicly and visibly a little bit more. Nonetheless, we do talk about Stallings. I don't think this can be salvaged at all anymore. I heard Ron Cook and I heard Andrew Filippone, and I've read what Ron Cook wrote about this not long ago about needing another year, and it would be atypical, and maybe you run into being the kind of place that gets a reputation where you fire a guy after just a couple years. It's not just a couple years. Number one, it's not Heather Lyke's coach. It's someone else's. So it doesn't matter if it's atypical. This has just gotten so bad that I think extreme measures are called for, and there's no question a new direction needs to be taken.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We talked about that. If your ship's going down, you want to be with your decisions and the people that you have hired. And Heather Lyke, maybe she's already has her mind made up, so she doesn't need to come to any more games. I think Coach Stallings' lack of discipline, those were his words, and that's something that's been showing its face all year. You want to make an argument that the team got better. I'm not sure I see it. And this is something that he's a great guy. We all like him. We all laugh. We had good times when he came in here. He talked. We liked him. We rooted for him. Never really got a fair shake, maybe, people will say. I just think it has to go in another direction just because of the thing you opened up with the butts in the seats are very, very low.
Who's going to want this job? That's a big
come
part
on,
of this.
Somebody young and hungry, ACC?
This isn't Burgettstown High School. I mean, who's going to – that's the kind of stuff I think that's so ridiculous, Jim. And I'm just being frank right now.
Okay.
This is the Atlantic Coast Conference. You think that – first of all, and I'll give you some names. Who's going to want this job? The guy from New Mexico State will want this job. Danny Hurley might want this job.
He didn't want it last time.
Okay. Chris Gent will want this job. Tom Crean may want this job. Andy Edfield may want this job. Wojo, if you throw enough money at him, might want this job. There are a lot of coaches out there, and it's Heather Lyke's job to make the job appetizing, but the fact that people throw out there this non sequitur sort of, who's going to want this job? This is not freaking Frazier or Geibel. It's an Atlantic Coast Conference school with a huge endowment that can raise money.
Okay, the reason I threw that out there is because Kevin Stallings actually kind of knew. I guess he didn't know for sure what he was getting into, but he had an idea. He knew that those guys were all leaving and that there would be a rebuild in starting this season. He did know that. He didn't know it would be as badly in need of a complete rebuild as it turned out with Cam Johnson leaving and then Luther getting hurt. But he's going to be gone after two seasons, and a coach would be reluctant, I would think. And even some of the guys that you mentioned, that's a good list, that would be reluctant to do it, not knowing for sure if they're going to get the 4 years. I'm saying 4 years. I don't know what you guys think it would take. And I know it only takes one or two guys, but those guys go to Kentucky, they go to Duke, they go to Carolina. But it would take at least 3 or 4 years to turn it around.
The other thing is, too, we don't accurately know who wanted the job last time because Scott Barnes picked and handpicked his one guy, and that was it. And we don't necessarily know who that pool was because it felt like Scott Barnes wanted Stallings. there was an in, he picked Stallings, yeah. and that was it. You know, so who applied for the job that didn't get a shake that we might have been a name that people would have been like, oh, wow, that guy wanted the job? Like, we never know that from the last process. Is that fair?
It is fair, but I think we would have, somebody would have leaked it by now, I think, if there was somebody out there that would have taken it.
And whoever does take the job is going to have a longer leash, just because that's Heather's pick and guy, and you know, you rally behind that. I think everybody understands it takes a couple, 3 years to get a program
least.
Going. Yeah.
At least, especially in this conference. It's just, it's a tough problem, but I do agree. I do think that he should get another year in a perfect world, but obviously this world is far from perfect. And I think even if you gave him another year, that it would be, you know, no offense to Stallings, but that they'd come to the same conclusion after next season that they need to make a change.
Well,
so they may as well do it now.
Jimmy Christian is the basketball coach at Boston College. Don't you think there was ever a who's going to want that job quotient?
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy Christian's a really well-respected guy in college basketball circles. Like a really well-respected coach.
He was a Ralph Willard assistant, too.
But you follow what
so
I'm saying?
Tom Crean.
The stuff like who's ever going to want it, like they're going to end up being stuck with the coach at Montauk High School. Yeah, that blows me away. I'm not saying you say that, but it makes it sound like Pitt can never find anybody, and you know they're going to end up with Goldie Hawn from Wildcats or something.
Well, like, she did pretty well.
She actually did. Anyway. What's the guy from Aliquippa doing?
Well, he's not coaching basketball.
We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Maybe Zemanek should have had Rifleman fall on the ball, and everything would have been okay. I mean, what a zoo of a situation in Aliquippa. 7 o'clock, we talk about that, and it'll be not fun, that's for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.